Chapter 3. After a very long time of tiptoeing through the tangle of trees and undergrowth, following no path that Alex could see, she began to hear voices, quiet voices, mostly male.
"I hear the men talking," she whispered.
The servant gave her a look of disbelief over his shoulder, for he heard nothing but the wind. It was quite some time before he, too, heard the voices. Suddenly, surprisingly, a deep tangle of growth parted, and before them was a small village of tents and crude shelters. A gray-haired man, a deep, old scar running from his temple down his cheek, his neck and disappearing into his collar, caught the reins of the horse.
"You had no trouble, brother?"
the scarred man asked, and when his brother nodded, he looked at Alex.
"This the lad?"
She held her breath under his scrutiny, fearing he'd see her for female, but he dismissed her as not of importance.
"Rain is waiting for you," the scarred man said to his brother. "Leave the boy with him, and I'll ride out with you, and you can give me the news."
With a nod, the servant reined his horse toward the direction in which his brother pointed.
"He didn't think I wasn't a boy,"
Alex whispered, half pleased, half insulted.
"And who is Rain?"
"He's the leader of this motley group. He's only been here a couple of weeks, but he's been able to whip some order into the men. If you plan to stay here, you must obey him at all times, or he'll have you out on your ear."
"The king of the outlaws,"
she said somewhat dreamily.
"He must be very fierce. He isn't a murderer, is he?"
she gasped. The servant looked back at her, laughing at her girlish changes in mood. But when he saw her face, he stopped and followed her mesmerized gaze straight ahead of them. Sitting on a low stool, his shirt off, sharpening his sword, was the man who was unmistakably the leader of any group of men in his presence. He was a big man, very large, with great, bulging muscles, a deep, thick chest, thighs straining against the black knit hose he wore. That he should be shirtless in January in the cold, sunless forest was astonishing, but even this far away, Alex could see that he was covered with a fine sheen of sweat. His profile was handsome, a fine nose, black, black hair, sweat dampened into curls along his neck, deep-set serious eyes under heavy black brows, a mouth set into a firm line as he concentrated on the whetstone before him and the sharpening of the sword. Alex's first impression was that her heart might stop beating. She'd never seen a man like this one, from whom power came as if it were the...